You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which keeps you abreast of all the things you need to know about what happened yesterday and all that you can look forward to over the course of today and perhaps even tomorrow. Kal, aaj aur kal, right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh Sharma. This is a morning walk down Dalal Street.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices snapped their two-day losing streak and closed with handsome gains. The BSE Sensex rallied by over 300 points, while the Nifty 50 closed just a shade below 11,800 levels. The Nifty 50 took support at its 50-days EMA for the seventh consecutive day in a row, only to bounce back towards 11,800 levels. The market is likely to remain volatile ahead of the F&O expiry on the 27th of June, as well as the budget on the 5th of July, according to experts. In terms of global cues, G20 summit, likely to be held on the 28th and 29th of June, will be closely watched by experts to track the progress of US-China trade talks. Amid weakness in the US dollar and lingering fears of trade wars has fueled appetite for safe haven assets like gold. Gold has been on a multi-year high, I think 5 to 6 years high. It has emerged as a clear winner, scaling to these multi-year highs amid a flurry of geopolitical events and the likelihood of a feeble global economy, according to experts. The Indian rupee, meanwhile, paired initial gains and ended almost flat at 69.36 against the US dollar on the 25th of June, as simmering geopolitical tensions in the Middle East dampened forex market sentiment. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 1,157 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of 377 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Benchmark indices have climbed above crucial resistance levels to hit fresh record highs earlier in the month of June, but almost 60% of the stocks in the S&P BSE 500 index have negative returns so far in the year. As many as 297 stocks in the BSE 500 index gave negative returns so far in the year, as of data collated on the 18th of June, and out of 297 companies, 11 stocks fell 50 to 90%. Stocks which fell 50 to 90% so far in 2019 include names like Everready Industries, Jain Irrigations, HEG, Jayaprakash Associates, Manpasand Beverages, Reliance Capital, DHFL, Reliance Power, Jet Airways, Reliance Infrastructure, and Reliance Communications. Very quickly, the technical view and what the charts are telling us. Nifty has formed a bullish engulfing pattern on the daily charts. The index took support at its 50-day ma near 11,650 and rallied towards 11,814 intraday, forming a bullish candle that resembles a bullish engulfing pattern on the daily charts. It's an important bullish reversal signal, but the index has to break its 200 points range seen for the last several sessions, according to experts, adding that if it breaks that range on the upside, then 12,000 can be possible. In case Nifty fails to register a breakout above 11,843, then it can continue to move inside the 200-point range and can eventually once again slip towards 11,650. Experts advise traders to create long positions in the index only on a breakout above 11,843. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,651, 11,814, 11,900. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,700 and 11,600. Some stocks that have been in the news. L&T has acquired a controlling stake in IT services company Mindtree, according to CNBC TV 18. And financial technology provider Intellect Design Arena on the 25th of June said it has struck a new deal with the Central Bank of Mongolia to implement its quantum central banking solution. And finally, we spoke to Yes Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Shriram Transport Finance Company has a buy call, target of 1280, stop loss 1040, upside 15%. Voltas has a buy call, target 710, stop loss 590, 590, upside of 9%. And State Bank of India with a buy call as well, target of 380 rupees, 380, stop loss 335 rupees, upside of 7%. So Shriram Transport Finance Company, Voltas and State Bank of India, all with buy calls from Yes Securities. Well, that's it. That's pretty much everything you need to know. Have a great day at the markets. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.